This is Passport to Texas. Unmanned aerial systems, or drones, in the hands of a trained biologist can improve the future of a species, as it did with
Guadalupe bass.
Tim Birdsong is Chief of Habitat Conservation for Inland Fisheries. Guadalupe bass, the state fish, once thrived in the Blanco River. In the 1970s, Parks and Wildlife stocked smallmouth bass in it, but over time the species bred, creating a hybrid that outcompeted the Guadalupe.
That led to complete loss of Guadalupe bass in that system, and we really didn't see an opportunity to restore Guadalupe bass populations in the Blanco River.
The 2011 drought caused the river's flow to cease, leaving some enduring pools that concentrated the fish. Birdsong says they used a drone to map the location of the pools.
We used electrofishing and nets to remove the remaining smallmouth bass. Then flows improved in the Blanco in spring of 2012, and we stocked roughly 150,000 Guadalupe bass fingerlings, followed by a similar number in spring of 2013.
Provided flows in the Blanco continue, Birdsong says he expects in 4 or 5 years we'll have fishable populations of Guadalupe bass in the river.
That's a major success story, and it wouldn't have been possible without this unmanned aerial system.
The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series and funds conservation projects in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.